hey, you've heard me say it before and you're going to hear me say it again. Women play such an important role in the plans and purposes of God. I believe that their example and their voice and their perspective that they bring to the table is absolutely necessary if we're going to see generation to generation come to faith in God and see the Father's work in this world. So our one goal today was to thank and to honour the mothers in our lives. And I'm just going to keep that going now by spending just a little bit of time this morning looking at how the Bible honours mums. If you're new to Christianity, if you're still just checking it out, if you know bits and pieces about the Bible, you may have been led to believe that women get a pretty bad rap in the ancient scriptures. And no doubt when we look at those ancient writings through 21st century eyes, the beliefs and the practices and the norms of that day do leave a lot to be desired. But equally true is the fact that women were given incredible honour and incredible dignity, most often by the key players, God the Father, Jesus, Paul, John, and so on. Women were honoured for being teachers and evangelists and prophets. They were honoured for being apostles, businesswomen, and a whole bunch more. They were thanked in writing, and they were acknowledged for a whole bunch of roles in the emerging church. One of many was the role of mother, which is what we're focusing on and celebrating today. We don't celebrate Mother's Day because the shops tell us to or because it's a day marked on our calendar. We celebrate because it is clearly God's desire that we do that. And it is it's a desire that has been clearly stated right throughout history. And what we're going to do now is just have a look at a few quick examples, because I am determined to get us out of here on time so we can enjoy a cupcake before we go get our kids or head off to lunch. These examples are going to show us that motherhood comes in all shapes and sizes. The role of mother is not only for those who have been able to physically give birth to children, but includes all women who choose to participate in raising up and supporting and caring for those who need it. So whether you are a single woman with no kids, or a mum with some kids, or a mother in waiting, or you never want to be a mum, the authors of the God-breathed scriptures say you are valued and you are honoured. You have a part to play, and you have been fully invited in to take your place within the family of God, who seek to raise up and support the people that God has placed in our care. So how did Jesus and the leaders among the emerging church acknowledge and honour their mums? Well, one of the most well-known examples is Paul's acknowledgement of the part that Timothy's grandmother and mother played in Timothy's faith journey. You'll see up there it says, I am reminded of your sincere faith which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded Timothy now lives in you also. So even in a time when some would say men were the gatekeepers to religious teaching, women played an integral role in the formative years of their child's faith journey. Now, ultimately, I think we would want this to be everyone's story. Families, generations playing significant roles in their children coming to Christ, families leaving legacies of faith. I know I certainly hope that for my children and for my children's children, but that's not everyone's story, and that may not be yours. When we consider the Apostle Paul and his relationship with his mum, it's not all that clear what part she played in his faith journey. The scriptures tell us that he was raised a devout Jew, and he had high standing within the Jewish community, so we can assume that his mother was also devout, well-respected, heavily entrenched in Judaism. What she would have thought of her son, whom they had invested a whole lot of time and effort and probably money into raising as a God-fearing Jew, who now suddenly seems to have jumped ship and abandoned his loyalty to Yahweh, we actually don't know what she thinks of that, because Paul doesn't write about his own mother at all in the scriptures, in any of his letters. However, Paul does take the time to honour a woman who came to play that role later in his life. In Romans 16:13, it says, Paul is saying hi to a guy named Rufus, and he makes a point of also saying hi to Rufus's mum, who he says was like a mother to him. Really interesting connection here. While we don't know this woman's name, it turns out she's actually the wife of Simon of Cyrene, who helped to carry the cross for Jesus to Calvary. So I love the way God works. Paul would have probably been one of the cheering crowd condemning Jesus and mocking Simon, and later he's nursed back to health and treated like a son by Simon's wife. I think that is so cool. Maybe you resonate a little more with Paul's story. Maybe your story includes a woman who stepped in and played the role of mother when you most needed it, who lifted you up or came alongside you and to encourage and support you in a time when you needed it most. When maybe your own mother couldn't or didn't. Maybe today you're giving thanks for a spiritual mother in your life. John, the disciple that Jesus loved, had a spiritual mother. In John 19, verses 25 through to 27, we see this beautiful interaction between Jesus's mum Mary and the disciple he loved, John. Jesus is on the cross and he looks down at the very small group of people gathered near him, and he looks at Mary and he says, "Mother, here is your son," indicating John. And to John he says, "Here is your mother." Now, I've always looked at this passage and thought Jesus's primary concern in that moment was his mum, because we know the circumstances and the context of that day, and it meant that, you know, women—it wasn't good for women to be without family. Women needed men to protect them and support them. Jesus was not going to be around for much longer, and so I'm thinking one of his last dying wishes was that his mother be taken care of in the future, her well-being, that sort of thing. Except Mary had other sons who would soon become Jesus followers themselves. So maybe Jesus's greater concern here is not that Mary have a son to take care of her, but that John have a mother to take care of him. Now, maybe you've always seen that, but for some reason that was a revelation to me recently. And I think it is such a beautiful example of the importance and the value that Jesus gave to the role of mother. Mary had other sons, but Jesus wanted the disciple he loved to have a mum, a woman who would foster faith, who would lend her wisdom and her strength when he needed it. So I believe God's desire is that we would all have mums who would spiritually, physically, and emotionally care for us as we navigate the ups and downs of the Christian life, whether they be our biological mums or our spiritual mums. So again, we just wanted to take some time today to say thank you and to acknowledge the women who have and who are playing the role of mother, those who are for us, those who grow us, those who nurture us, those who are challenging us. Please know that you are absolutely valued. We value what you contribute, we value the examples that you are setting, and we value the legacy that you are building for the kingdom of God. Thank you for taking seriously your part to grow faith in the next generation. Thank you for opening your homes and your hearts to people who may not actually be your own children. Thank you for your encouragement and your kindness, for your wisdom and your strength. Thank you for those who juggle work and home life. Thank you for giving back to us the gifts that God has given you. God the Father loves you and he values you. Jesus kept that sentiment going right through to the end of his life, and we're just following in his and the leaders of the emerging church's footsteps today by saying thank you. I'm going to get my mum and Marie and my daughter Alexandra up here now. We're going to close off the service by praying for our congregation. As they come up, can I just please encourage you today to find a way to honour your mum, whether that be by calling her or texting her or visiting her, buying her lunch, however that might be. Maybe you can't do that because your mum's not with you anymore. Can I still ask you to find a way to creatively honour your mum? Maybe it might mean connecting with a sibling in order to honour the family that she raised. Maybe it's having a cuppa in a teacup she left you, wearing the daggy jumper she knitted you. However that might be, I hope that all of us will find some time today to stop and reflect and give thanks to God for the truly wonderful gift it is to have mothers that we know, mothers that we are, mothers that we have. We're going to pray and Justin might come and close us off. All right. Alex is going to lead us off. Go for it.
Dear God, I pray here today on behalf of the kids. Thank you for our mothers who unconditionally love us and care for us with every passing day. But especially today, we want to lift up all the mums across the world and thank them for playing the very special role they play in each of their kids' lives. We thank them for the grace they showed us when we didn't deserve it, for believing in us when no one else did, for providing us with an education and the food in our bellies, and for being a proud mum. Us kids don't thank the mums in our lives enough, and sometimes it might come off that we don't appreciate everything they do for us, or that we are embarrassed by them. But God, every little thing a mum does in our lives, we take into life with us. We cherish every moment and take in every lesson. We are so grateful for our mums. So thank you, God, for leaving each and every one of us kids with a precious, beautiful mum.
Father, I want to just pray for the people today who find Mother's Day painful. Everyone's story is different. I don't know what people are thinking and feeling today, but I know that some will find today painful. I pray for those who have lost mothers, who only have memories to cherish. I pray for our sisters who are struggling with infertility. I pray, Father, that you would give them the desires of their heart. We hope alongside them today. Lord, I pray for those who don't have good relationships with their mums. I ask that you would bring alongside them spiritual mothers to step into that place. And I pray, Lord, for those who have lost children who find today particularly painful as they reflect on their life as a mother. I ask, Lord, that you would give us peace, that you would give them comfort, that you would surround them with people today, that you would fill their hearts with joy as they consider memories that hopefully were good ones. And I ask, Lord, that no matter what has gone before, that we would be thankful to you. Lord, you write only good stories that sometimes include hard things. I pray, Father, that no matter what the story involves, that we would find a way to honour you first today and give thanks for the people that you've brought into our life to help us.